Sridhar Shamprabhu wrote an article, which he brought my attention to, in which he states that, as he understands, there are not many ways of following Srila Prabhupada, there is one way to follow. Now, in one sense, that's true. The proper way to follow Srila Prabhupada is with all sincerity, aspiring for pure devotional service and following his instructions. On the other hand, it's not stereotyped, and Srila Prabhupada gave different instructions to different devotees, sometimes on the same subject. For instance, within his books and repeatedly elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada said that sannyasi should be very strict in the matter of associating with women, which anyone in India up to the present day can understand this, unless they're a follower of Osho. Who are not much liked by the Indian public. It is, up to the present day, the Indian public don't like. They don't mind to be cheated by swamis and sannyasis and spiritually, but they don't like if they mix up with women. Up to the present day, this ashram was finished, not because of the murder cases in his ashram, but when it came out about the he's womanizing. He's not even a sannyasi, actually. He's a holy man, supposed to be, and his illicit mixing with women is not at all appreciated. In South India, this Paramahamsa Nityananda was finished when it came out about his womanizing, which in the West no one cares at all, but in India they do. I'm just coming to the point now that there's one Back to Godhead magazine published in Srila Prabhupada's presence in which Sudama Swami, he, on the order of Srila Prabhupada, he led up the Vaikuntha players, a drama troupe, which had dance, which was very, very much appreciated by Srila Prabhupada for giving the teachings of Krishna consciousness in drama form. And in that group, there were women, which Prabhupada didn't allow. He didn't want it in India. But he said in the West he allowed that. Different culture. And Sudama said to Prabhupada, "What are all these women dancing?" And Prabhupada said, "That is your sannyas." So he gave different... It's right there in a Back to Godhead magazine. Also within 2 days in Vrindavan, to one sannyasi, Srila Prabhupada told him, "You leave Vrindavan, you don't spend more than 3 days in any place. Sannyasi should always be moving." The next day, he said to another sannyasi, "You stay here and manage this project and never leave." So to one he said, "Sannyasi, always travel." The other one, "Sannyasi, stay here." So there may be apparent contradictions, not really contradictions, specialized instructions according to service. So one way to follow, we should know Prabhupada's instructions and follow them, but we should know that there's variety within that also. And we see there are very exalted followers of Srila Prabhupada who they're quite different in their emphasis in devotional service. Two of the most prominent preachers of Krishna consciousness in the modern world, Prabhupada disciples in the Western world. One is Vaisheshika Prabhu, who's Grihastha. Well, he's old now, of course. He very much promotes the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. That's his main focus. Indrajumna Swami has been a sannyasi for many years, and he also promotes book distribution, but within the ambit of his festival programs, which is his main preaching, doing festivals with harinams and dances and lots of kirtan and a whole package. So their approaches, or their life's focus in Prabhupada's service is very different, but they're not doing exactly the same thing, but they're both undoubtedly pleasing Srila Prabhupada and following him very much. So one way to follow Srila Prabhupada, in one sense, yes, but there may be, there have to be actually specialization, and different devotees have different approaches. So what is the correct stance on this issue? I prefer not to take milk from blood cows, or sometimes devotees call that blood milk, because the cows are killed. But I'm not on a campaign against devotees who take that because Srila Prabhupada said we could take it. On the other hand, he also said we should establish our own farm communities. So that should be borne in mind. Another, yeah.